Hello. Hello, this is Mary.
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Tony. Now, this is not a sales call. We are conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Great. How would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Depends on what does that mean? Services. Being able to call JEA is a pain in the butt, but they do a great job.
Okay, so, okay. We got to keep, I understand. Believe me, I do. Now, so how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing services to your home? Very positive, somewhat? Neutral?
I guess positive, very positive.
Okay. Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
No.
Please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on each of the following. Quality of the drinking of the water for drinking.
I have a whole house system that I put on my house, so it's excellent. I paid extra.
Okay. So the quality of the water for drinking is very positive?
Yes.
Somewhat? Okay. What about being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely?
Okay, I think it's positive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages?
I think very positive. I have not experienced it, so.
Okay. Providing reliable service?
Very positive.
The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing it and removing the used water.
Positive.
Operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way.
Positive.
Can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment.
Positive.
Below, let me read to you a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in the Northeast Florida area and handling used water once it is removed from a property. Just let me know if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with that particular short phrase.
Okay.
Recycle water.
I am
are you very...
Yeah.
So you are very familiar with it, somewhat.
Very familiar. Very familiar.
Clean water.
Very familiar.
Purify water.
Very familiar.
The Floridan aquifer.
Familiar.
National drinking water standards.
Familiar.
Underground water shortage.
I'm familiar.
Okay, great. Thank you. Federal government safety standards.
They're not great, but I'm familiar with them.
Used water.
Familiar.
Okay. Could you please answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? Recycle water.
God, I'm really tired of work all day. Very positive. That's okay.
Okay. Clean water.
Very positive.
Purify water.
Very positive.
The Floridan aquifer.
Positive.
National drinking water standards.
Positive.
Underground water shortage.
Positive.
Federal government safety standards.
Familiar.
Okay, would you consider your reaction to the federal government safety standards to be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? Somewhat positive.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0.
I have not.
Have you heard anything about it?
No.
Okay. Now, here's some information about that water purification process from JEA. Why H2.0? JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. One, because state and federal government regulations are getting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's Use Water Reclamation and Purification Project H2.0?
I'm not thrilled.
Would you support it or oppose it? Or you don't know at this time?
Something tells me I should be opposed.
Okay. Now, the H2.0 process. Here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by GEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves the home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose GEA's use water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
God, they want you to say yes. Oh. I mean, it seems like a lot that they're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's just what God gave us is better. Oh, my God.
Okay. So would you support it or oppose it?
They're going through so much to do something.
Well, this H2.0 process, they want to, you know, we do these surveys.
What do you think?
We do these surveys,
mm-hmm,
not to influence your opinion.
Right.
Okay? So we don't know who is actually asking for us to do the surveys.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, I am in California. Okay?
Oh, you are? So
yeah.
You guys are doing this already?
They never told me.
Yeah, I think so. California's
wow.
doing a lot of things. I'm originally from upstate New York, so I...
Oh, okay.
I know government does what they want to do.
So,
I guess I'm going to say okay. I'm not thrilled about it. But
so you would support it. Now,
yeah.
What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's?
I don't oppose. I oppose it. I'm afraid they're going to do something just like they did to those poor people in those other states. Michigan.
What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program?
I feel like we're going to Mars.
Okay.
We have to drink our own water. So I'm not the best customer for you tonight, am I?
No, it's okay. I mean, we're just trying to get your opinion.
Yeah. I just...
To be able to pass it along with the...
I want to go along with it because I understand climate and all that crap, but I don't believe in it half the time.
Okay.
I think that they have an agenda that they just want to shove down. This is probably a recorded line. Oh, my God, they're going to be coming knocking at my door any minute.
No, nothing like that. They would have knocked on my door.
Okay.
And then you hear in the background, clack, clack, clack. No. No, but what do you like? What do you like most? What do you like most about the GEA?
I like that they're looking for solutions because we probably need solutions. I do like that. It's just I concern myself that money is going to be more important to people than taking care of people.
What do you dislike most about the H2.0 program?
If I listen to you carefully enough, and you caught me on a bad night, I've been working all day. They're trying to guarantee that they're going to provide something that's even better than what we already receive from God. And I just have a problem with that.
Okay. So you have a problem with the whole program.
Yes, I guess I do.
Yeah.
Because I just, have you not seen life? They'll promise you one thing and give you another. And then they'll go, oh, too bad, you guys all died. Oh, well, we'll do better next time.
Now, opponents of this H 2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely.
Mm-hmm.
New treatment facilities are not needed. And that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth.
There you go.
Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
So, if I'm understanding this correctly, JEA doesn't even want to do this.
Well, JEA, it's...
They'll do it if they're forced, and they have a plan to do it if they're forced, but they don't even want to do it because they don't believe in it either.
Well, opponents, I just read to you what opponents to this program are saying.
Oh, okay, opponents, not JEA.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Well,
but,
I go along with the opponents against it.
So,
I'm against it.
So you would oppose JEA's purification process. Now,
yes.
In response to opponents' labeling.
How much longer are we doing this?
Actually, we're almost done.
Okay,
I know it's a lot of reading because it's a lot of information.
God bless you for
now,
doing
it. In response to opponents labeling H2.0 project as a toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and puts it through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then, this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer where, after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing this, which side do you agree with? The opponents who say this toilet-to-tap program should be stopped, or supporters? Okay, with opponents.
Opponents, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you, this is the pretty much the last portion of it, okay?
Oh, good. Good.
All right. I'm going to read to you 10, let me go in, 10 statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each statement is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay.
Putting JEA H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm going to be neutral.
This H 2.0 project involves state-of-the-art, high-tech, scientific processes for purifying water to make it safe and clean.
I oppose.
So would that make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
New state government regulations require that any used water put into the St. John's River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today. Though H 2.0 JEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health. Would that make you very positive? So that'd be negative. Since regional economic development.
The Hudson River? Have you ever heard of the Hudson River?
Yeah, I heard of it.
You won't want to swim in it. Although they say you can now.
Well, not according to Seinfeld.
Okay.
Since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs of the future. Would that make you feel very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
They need more help. They don't have enough. But I'm going to stay neutral for that one.
Throughout the H 2.0 process, there is a continual testing of the water to make sure water returned to the aquifer meets purified water standards. Does that make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive. My son-in-law works. He does the water.
Oh, okay.
Not for me, not for JEA, but for another little city right next door to me. And he tells me terrible things they're doing.
Okay. Now, as part of the H 2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Would that make you feel positive?
I'm going to be neutral on that.
Under H 2.0, purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer.
Do I believe that?
Yeah, does that make you feel very positive, somewhat positive?
I'm going to be
neutral.
Neutral. I'll be neutral on that. I don't know that I believe that.
Given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers would end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H 2.0 program, because they would have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges. Would that make you feel positive, neutral, or negative?
Of course it must spend more money. I'm going to say not so positive.
So negative, correct?
Yes. Negative.
While JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H 2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Would that be very positive, no, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
I think it's a negative. What do you mean we're running out of water? I mean,
well,
they use reclaim for everything.
Okay. You can also say that you don't know.
I don't know. I guess I'll say I don't know.
While they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Does that make you feel very positive? Somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Now, lastly, given everything that you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you support or oppose it?
I mean, I can kind of see both sides. I feel bad. We're going to be going to Mars on our own planet with the water. So I guess I'm going to push back and say negative.
So would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I'm going to say strongly because if they get through and nobody's opposed them, they're not going to look for better ways.
Now, just for classification purposes, your gender, what is your gender?
Female.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
It's the last.
65 and up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Oh, God. I hate those questions. I do Medicare, and you have to ask those questions, so I always say I decline to answer.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
How long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years?
11 years.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence? Own, okay. What was the last grade you completed in school?
College,
okay. Thank you. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much. Have
a
wonderful day.
Great. You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yes. Bye for now.
Thank you.